It's no secret there's been turmoil lately in Congress, and lawmakers know it's weighing on the public.
I'm sorry that we're in this position that we're in. In these times of incredible pessimism, I hope, though, that we can be maybe a tiny little ray of light, a hope of optimism.
That's 19th District Florida Congressman Trey Radel, a Republican who, with 18th District Democrat Patrick Murphy, led a panel briefing in Washington, D.C. on how to save Florida's local waterways. The two Florida freshmen headed a group of congressional, state, and local leaders who all weighed in about what could be done to help the Caloosahatchee River and the St. Lucie Estuary in particular. The group included Lee County Commissioner Larry Kiker, who talked about how polluted fresh water from Lake Okeechobee is affecting his area.
It's important that we realize that the prolonged periods of excess fresh water or high levels of salt water leads to adverse impacts to one of Florida's most productive estuaries. A clean and healthy environment is one of the most critical cogs of the economic engine that drives Lee County and its number one industry, which is tourism.
Others, like Martin County Commissioner Sarah Hurd, painted an even starker picture.
Our health department has posted signs warning our residents to avoid all contact with our water all summer because the signs attest the water is toxic. We've had blue-green algae, record numbers of dead dolphins, dead manatees, dead pelicans.
Many, including Hurd, also pleaded with congressional leaders to make sure federal dollars are available to help repair the state's ecosystems. They also asked for support for the Everglades Restoration Plan, which includes pushing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to reduce the discharges from Lake Okeechobee. The Army Corps is responsible for releasing water from Lake Okeechobee to reduce pressure on the Herbert Hoover Dike, parts of which date back to the 1930s. But Murphy says there's more the Army Corps can do.
I've been working with local agricultural leaders to explore innovative water storage programs. We must also act on short-term solutions, such as moving as much water as possible out of the containment areas in the south to enable more water to flow from south of the lake and reassessing how much water can be held within Lake Okeechobee. Just last week, I sent a bipartisan letter to the Army Corps urging them to take these actions.
The issue has also been a priority for Governor Rick Scott, who's calling on President Obama to tour areas affected by Lake Okeechobee water releases and make it one of his priorities. Meanwhile, in a statement, a presidential spokeswoman tells the News Service of Florida Mr. Obama is committed to Everglades restoration and rehabilitating the aging Herbert Hoover Dike. She also noted the four U.S. Army Corps of Engineers projects expected to reduce the lake discharges await congressional approval. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.